Praise and thanks be unto the Lord. Peace be with you. Peace be with us. From him who has given it to us. He said, my peace I give you, not as the world gives, but only as God can give it. That I physically am not in a good shape, this you can understand. But spiritually, I was refreshed, and I'm grateful to God for that, what he did already. But last night, I didn't even sleep 2 hours. 5 minutes past two, the night was over. And after midnight, I went to bed. I went up and down, was reading, deepening myself into that, what the Lord has done for me and for us. And afterwards, I laid myself onto the floor next to the bed to thank my God for that, what he has done. And the sleep was gone. Beloved, God has done great things on us. I have still a wish which you please should fulfill, that we sing together a song. I hope that I find it. O you, the Lamb of God, 299, let us sing it wholeheartedly. Praise and thanks be unto the Lord. This we believe with all our hearts. It happened for you. It happened for me. Everything what our Redeemer did, this he has done for the sake of the redeemed. And we will read some scriptures to show it to us. May God reveal his word to us, giving us grace to really believe it. We are not only here to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. We are here to let us be told that we rose together with him, that he has risen. This we know, this we believe. But if you would like to experience the resurrection, the first resurrection, then believe that you rose with him. There are people who speak of the translating faith, of the rapturing faith, and have their imagination about it. Let me say it to you clearly. God does everything according to his word. Also that what is still outstanding will be fulfilled as he said it. Therefore, firstly, I would like to read from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's how it is written. That's how we believe it. And that's how it is. Everything what was determined in the plan of God is already completed with Him. It's just a question of time that it can be manifested in us and through us. Not only the resurrection of our Lord, but your and my resurrection with Him. He became surety for it, that His own don't remain in the grave, but that they will have part in the resurrection. All who went already before us, they will come forth, as it is written, when Christ will come with a shout, with a trump of God, and with the voice of the archangel. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we, who we are alive and remain, we will be changed, and together we will be taken up into glory. That's how the Lord said it. That's how it will be. We believe, as the scripture says, we cannot do otherwise. Faith needs a foundation. The interpretation hangs in the air, but the word is our foundation. Therein, our faith is anchored. God, who is rich in mercy, has us, you and me, all children of God, He pardoned and has forgiven us our trespasses. This we have to accept as a divine fact in our life. We can believe the lie of Satan, but we can also believe the truth of God. And I think we are here to believe that what God has said to us. Likewise, it is written in Ephesians in chapter 2 from verse 13, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For He is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in His flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in Himself of twain one new man, so making peace. A man who is born of God is a new man, and this new man is a peacemaker. There is no man who is born of God, who became new, who would be a mischief maker. That would be contrary to the mind of Jesus and his nature and to the Word of God. A man who really had an experience with God has become a new man. He seeks peace and runs after it. He will shun every strife and dispute. Why? Because the peace of God, which passes all understanding, can then reign our hearts and minds. When the understanding reigns us, then even sometimes the fist law reigns. But if the peace of God, which passes all understanding, has come into your and my heart, then we are peacemakers. Then the enmity is abolished once for all. Paul writes to the Romans, so we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. A hymn writer sings, when peace like a river attendeth my way, then it is well with my soul. This peace of God shall penetrate us today. He has quickened us together with Christ and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places. Death has lost its power on us, because Jesus Christ has overcome death. He even went down to hell. Let us read some scriptures together, beginning with Matthew 27, one of the most well-known and most extensive concerning the event of the crucifixion. Matthew 27, from verse 45. Now, from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, this man calleth for Elias. And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. The rest said, let be, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose, and came out of the graves, after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. What an event! Here it happened for us as the New Testament believers, and at the same time, those who already in the Old Testament put their hope in the coming Savior and Redeemer, they experienced the day after which they longed for. In the Old Testament, I would like to read two scriptures. The one from Hosea chapter 13 and the other from the prophet Zechariah. Here it says in Hosea 13 verse 14, I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from mine eyes. Especially the first part, I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. There had to come one over whom death had no power. He died, but for the reason to pull out the sting of death, so that we might have eternal life. Paul said it, death, where's thy sting? Hell, where's thy victory? And he says, thanks be to God, who has given us the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. In Zechariah, in chapter 9, in verse 11, it says, Zechariah 9, verse 11, as for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit wherein is no water. Turn you to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. There were people who until then were in paradise, who had to wait until on Calvary the work of redemption was accomplished. Paul has written it to the Ephesians very clearly, and he told us what took place. Ephesians chapter 3 from verse 8. Ephesians chapter 3 from verse 8. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. What a wonderful word! But not only a wonderful word, but a glorious fact. We have read it in Matthew 27, that the graves were opened and many of the sleeping saints came forth with him after his resurrection. Yes, he has led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. He who descended is the same who ascended up far above all heavens to fill all the universe. He has conquered death, the devil, and hell. Can you believe this? I can believe it. For he is the Lord. Although he took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men, for our sakes, he nevertheless remained the Lord who had the power over death. He swallowed up death into victory, and we may live with him. For this he has said, I live, and ye shall live also. He said, I am the resurrection. He proved it, not only with Lazarus. He proved it on himself and on you and on me. We must see us once placed into all of the work of redemption. It happened for our sakes. He suffered in my state and in your state. We were the ones separated from God, the ones who were left by God. Then he took my and your place. My chastisement was laid on him. And in that moment, God withdrew. And he cried out what you and I should cry, my God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? In the next moment, it came to fulfillment what Paul has written in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19. God was in Christ and reconciled the world with himself. First, he took our place. And he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? In the next moment, the spear pierced his side, and the blood gushed forth, and we were reconciled with God in that very moment, when the blood of the Lamb gushed forth. Beloved, the redemption is precious and valuable, not with corruptible things, with silver or gold, but with the precious, holy, innocent blood of the Lamb of God, which was divine blood, and thus having divine, saving, liberating power for all who believe it. Sometimes our faith rests on us and not on the Lord. We see that what we didn't have done, instead to look on that, what the Lord has done by His grace for us. There is a blood-bought multitude which looks away from itself and which looks to the Lord, who have accepted the work of redemption for themselves personally by faith. In the book of Revelation, this multitude is described to us. No matter how we want to place it doctrinally, one thing is important to me in this context. I would like to read this scripture. Revelation 7 from verse 9. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, and kindreds, and peoples, and tongues, stood before the throne, and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders, and the four living creatures, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, Amen, blessing, and glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor, and power, and might, be unto our God for ever and ever. Amen. Let me read a bit on, namely this verse. Verse 15. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple, and He that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Yesterday, we heard it in the film of Brother Branham. When this day comes, then the Lord will wipe away all the tears from our eyes. It will be a glorious morning that breaks forth and that will know no evening anymore. Doctrinally, I don't want to go here into details because today we deal with that, what happened for our sakes. Let us hear. Read from Mark, chapter 16, verse 9. Now, when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, He appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. After that, he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue, neither believed they them. It was hard to believe that this man, whom they trusted, suddenly was so helpless, without might. He let himself be beaten. They pulled his beard. He was spit at, mocked, and scoffed. They thought he would redeem Israel, starting the millennial reign, and they would reign with him. What use would it have had if he then would have started the reign without having brought eternal life, without having had conquered death, and without having given redemption? In the kingdom of God, the people must be able to live eternally, for when the time merges into eternity, there will be the fact that there will be no death anymore, no suffering, no crying. Death will have disappeared forever. That's how we read it already in the prophet Isaiah. By the way, a very wonderful scripture, which already then the prophet spoke out by faith. Yes, all of the plan of salvation was foretold in the word of God. Isaiah 25, verse 8. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all the faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth. For the Lord has spoken it. Hallelujah. He promised it. That's how it will take place. God keeps what he promises. And then comes also the time for the people of Israel. And then it says in verse 9, and it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. God has put everything in an order. He has a wonderful plan with the bride. He has a plan with the elect of Israel. With God, everything is right. Important is only that we also let ourselves be brought into conformity with him and his word. In the book of Acts, in chapter 2, we read from verse 24, Acts 2, from verse 24, whom God has raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. After all the sorrow, after all the affliction, after all the reproach which he took upon him, and even descending down to hell, there where you and I most certainly would have descended if the Lord would not have redeemed us. He went down. He dealt with everything sufficiently and has risen on the third day. He loosed the pains of death. He came forth, and we with him. Peter continues here, men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. What a wonderful word! Didn't we always emphasize at this place, putting it upon the lampstand, that God does all things according to his word? Everything happened by the spoken word of God. And now we have the written word, and God makes it anew alive unto us, as it would be spoken to us freshly from the throne. If the Spirit of God is in us, then he will quicken us and join us with a quickening word. For Jesus said, the words which I speak unto you, these are spirit and life. In the word of God is spirit and life for you and for me. Everything is accomplished. Here, the promises are written not only for the Redeemer, but also for the redeemed, for you and for me. Paul expressed it in 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 51. And in some other scriptures, he said, this mortal body must put on immortality, and this corruptible body must put on incorruption. It will come, for God has said it. The Holy Scripture says it to us. In the Epistle of John, 1 John chapter 3, we will see Him as He is, and we will be like Him. We will be changed into a resurrection body as sons and daughters of God. We will sit with Him on His throne, just as He overcame and sat unto the throne of the Father. Revelation chapter 3, the two last verses. Jesus has overcome and sat on the throne in heaven. The overcomers at the start of the millennium will sit with Him on His throne, and we will rule and reign with Him. Then is the Redeemer and the redeemed together, the overcomer and the overcomers. Beloved, let us see it today by faith that we were included into the work of God. Not only what happened with Christ, but that it happened with us in Christ and through Christ. Did we get this? If we would know that He died, but would not believe that He died for us, what good would it be for us? If we would know that He is risen, celebrating every year His resurrection, what good should it be for us if we would not know that we have risen with Him? What good would it be for us if we would know that He entered into glory? If we would not know that also we with Him sit in heavenly places in glory? And I ask you this morning, if John, who was brought onto the island of Patmos for the sake of the Word of God and for the sake of the testimony of Jesus, has seen the multitude before the throne, even before it is there in the total number, He has seen them already then it must be right. We believe what God has said. After all, it's true. The Holy Scripture presents everything to us as if it had already happened. And here, some have misunderstood the statements of Brother Branham. He speaks of things in the past tense that are still in the future. And then the scribes come and the message scholars and say, yes, here He said it. The prophet Isaiah has said already 810 years earlier, He was wounded for our transgressions, everything in past tense. And when did it happen? When the time was fulfilled. It is not enough that we pick out some things for us and then overemphasizing them, but that we can place them scripturally so that we have an overall view of that what God has planned and what He intended to do. They might have thought, David, what is actually with thee? And then Peter lines out, David, died. His grave is here. I'm glad that he didn't say he is here. He only said his grave is here. And that's right to me. That's right to me. But what was it? He was a prophet. He spoke in the singular, in the first person, as if it would refer to him. And it was the Spirit of Christ who spoke through him. And the word which referred to him was fulfilled literally on him, on earth, from his birth until his ascension. Every word of the scripture was fulfilled on him. The same God bears the same responsibility for the same word which was given to the church, and every scripture will be fulfilled. Not one promise will be missing. No, even the last will find fulfillment on you and on me, on all of the bride church. For this day, we are all waiting, and we wished it would come quickly, it would come soon, that we would be taken from this earth to then be with the Lord forever. Who of us has already a longing to be taken away from here? Is it already here? At least a bit? Yes, it comes even more. It comes even more. Yesterday, we heard it from the eagle nest and from the eaglets. Everything pleasant was taken out, and only thorns were left. And the eaglets were glad that they were taken out of the nest. Our Lord will probably permit some things happen around us, which will not be so pleasant. But then we can count with it, that he comes to take us home, taking us into his glory. It is finished. We are redeemed. We are pardoned. God has forgiven us. He revealed his word and his will to us, has included us into his great plan. And for this we are grateful. May we have been strengthened in the faith, in the faith therein that God, through Christ, has placed us into his program. We were crucified with him, died with him, we were buried with him, and together we rose with him unto a new life. It is a finished work of redemption, which we accepted as the redeemed by faith. We only need to thank our God. Let me still read from the book of Acts, chapter 2, some verses, namely from verse 35 to 36. Here it says, perhaps even from verse 33, this Jesus has God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this, which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he says himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Peter has taken in one single sermon everything. He didn't wait, but he spoke of Calvary, of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. He has offhand preached a full gospel on the first day. Oh, that we could preach today the same full gospel and experience it with God. I'm not a man who gives much on things which are said, but there are also people whom one can trust. And last night, after the service, our precious sister Möslacher came and she interrupted me in the conversation and said, "Brother Frank, I must tell you something. When I was sitting there in the back, I saw a beam coming down, namely there where you were, and that out of this beam, something like white doves formed." She even showed the size and how it came on several people. We can count with it, that with God, Easter and Pentecost can fall on one day. God is the same. For what shall we wait? He prepared everything. And if we come to Him by faith and don't doubt any longer, but get happy that God has pardoned us, and don't start over and over again with a street organ, for how long shall God bear with us? When will we get happy and free and thank our God for the finished work of redemption? He who would like to be filled with the Holy Ghost does not need to pray for the Spirit baptism. He just needs to thank God from the bottom of his heart for the redemption and for that what happened on the cross of Calvary. And in this thanking, which then merges into the praising, our spirit will be joined with the Spirit of God, and then the Spirit comes over us, and then we speak no longer. Then the Spirit speaks through us. This is the biblical way, and I believe we walk on it. Hallelujah. We walk on it, and we count with it, that even today great things will happen. How many were blessed yesterday? Let me see your hands. What a glorious day. What a glorious day. I say it once again. Physically, I could walk with a stick. But spiritually, I'm renewed, strengthened, comforted, rejoicing with all of you wholeheartedly. How many were healed? Let me see your hands. There are. Look at the hands. I knew God will do something great. After all, His word is true. He doesn't need to take anything back and doesn't need to correct anything. He just looks for people who believe Him and trust Him. Let us also do it today and really surrender to God in prayer, seeking the connection with Him, lifting us up in the Spirit, and then His Spirit comes upon us and will take over the control and leadership. Blessed and praised be the Lord. He is risen. We rose with Him, for we are a part of Him. And what is still outstanding will surely be fulfilled, even the last, that our earthly bodies will be changed and will be taken up into glory. Who enters the pearly gates as a victor? Will it be you? Will it be me? May God give grace that we all will be part of it when the Lord calls His own home. Amen. Let us stand up and thank together. I love Him. Let us pray. I ask Brother Rus that he prays together with us. Faithful God, we thank you for your faithfulness. You never refused to give us your word. We never missed your blessing. You have given healing to them, Lord, who were looking for it. We worship you in this hour. We thank you for all the words of comfort, all the words of promise, all the words of correction. Lord, you are busy to prepare your people for your soon appearing. We worship you, O Lord, in our midst. We welcome you, Lord. O Jesus, we need your presence. And we felt that you are not far, but that you are nigh. Hallelujah. Receive the honor. Receive the praise, my God. Lord, to you alone belongs the glory. To you alone belongs the praise. We thank you also for everything what you have done for each one and what you still will do, Lord. We worship you. And glorify your grace. Faithful God, give us all thankful hearts in this hour, in this moment, O Lord, that we open our hearts and our mouths, Lord. For we experienced that you are full of grace, full of mercy, full of love, Lord. You have loved us first, therefore we may also love you. Worship, praise, and glory be to your wonderful name. Your people are jubilating to you. Your elect praise you, Lord. You are ours. We are your people. Hallelujah. Receive the praise. Receive the honor and the worship. We thank you also that you have given our brother the strength, Lord, to bring your word. Lord, you will continue to lead him and all of us, Lord. You will lead us to the fountain of life. Worship to your wonderful and glorious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Heavenly Father, with all my heart I thank you that we may recognize the day of your gracious visitation which you have made, and also the message and the messenger that we can receive and accept him. Dear Lord, at that time on the day of Pentecost, it was heard and seen that you have manifested yourself, that you blessed, that your spirit has fallen, and how it is described to us. He set upon each one of them, Lord, come down with a pillar of fire. Come in the spirit down. Divide yourself among us. Come upon each one who was redeemed by your blood. Come with your life, with your spirit, with your power upon all of us. We thank you for Calvary, for your precious and holy blood. You redeemed us. We are your possession. Bless us. Then we are blessed. Help us. Then we are helped. Heal us. Then we are healed. Correct us. Then we are corrected. Complete us unto the great day of your coming. Thy word is true. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. You are present and you walk through our midst to confirm your word and to let your spirit come upon us. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 I'm redeemed through his blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so well off. The Savior is mine. Hallelujah. How wonderful it is to be saved. Amen.